Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vishakha Industries Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Valecha from Anand Rathi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you all to the 4Q FY22 results conference call of Vishakha Industries Limited. We have with us from the management Mr. Vamsi Krishna, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Shafiullah, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vinay Bhatija, the Head Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Vamsi Krishna for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Very good evening to everybody on the call. Thank you all for joining and participating in our earnings call for Q4 FY22 and FY22 for the entire financial year. First off, I would like to congratulate for a good FY22. This has been one more good year sequentially as your company has achieved the highest turnover and profit in the history of the company. I now shall brief you on each segment. To start with our V-Next boards and panels, the volumes have been quite impressive, clocking 16% and 8% growth year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter for Q4. For the full year, the volumes have grown by 35%. We see this segment continue its performance as home affordability rates increase, corporates begin to do new CapEx expansions. We are seeing very good drive for this product over the years. Though a majority of the market we serve for this segment has been domestic, the exports we see are having a very good growth pickup. The exports for the quarter grew 32%, and for the full year ended, we grew almost about 52% over the last financial. Our Coimbatore plant also has begun production early this year and has been serving the markets down south. The utilization rates have been picking up, touching more than  90% for Q4 overall. The product that is the FCB segment, the fiber cement boards, is just beginning to be accepted at a large scale by the general community because of its several advantages over the other competitive products. We truly feel we have a long way to go, and we are just at the beginning. We shall continue to put in the efforts to maximize the growth in this segment. With the new announcements in the country happening in terms of warehouses and other SMEs, we see a really good growth trajectory for the boards and panels. Post-COVID, the demand that we see has picked up dramatically because of the advantages that we see, which is less labor to use in the construction compared to the traditional, and this is what has been realized by the market as well. The yarn segment has had an impressive recovery, achieved the highest revenues and profits for the full year. Volumes for the full year have grown by 50% for the financial fiscal compared to the last. The demand is back this year as things have become normal and economic activity has picked up well. The main markets like Mumbai and Bhilwara are fully operational, and also the sustainability factor, especially in clothing picking up, is seeing a good rise in the market. This product is widely used for purposes like premium clothing, curtains, and other segments. In this segment, we are doing well in India and in exports as well. the sustainability segment, which has been a new product from our side, where we recycle PET bottles, has seen very good acceptance in the market, both domestically and internationally, giving way to a new growth for this division. Coming to the Atom Solar Roof, the solar roof product over the years has gone through a tremendous amount of spread, and we see a very good acceptance in the market this year. We closed about a volume of around 6 megawatt. This is just a start, the first good year for the Atom since its launch, and we have done some very good prestigious projects wherein we see a very good repeat order from the same customer, which is always a good sign for the new entry. We have done some very good projects in Q4, like the railways in Bangalore and the Serum Institute, to name a few. We have also got into the hospitality segment, like the Mahindra resorts, among others, to name. We see these days on digital media about the roof generating income for the family, while the roof here in question would lack the space utilization. But Atom takes care of this as well. That is the key advantage, as we indicated earlier too. We shall reach full capacity this year. The projection is that the market is picking up very well, and we are seeing very good acceptance of the product. Usually, in the month of Jan to June, the time of the year is a peak season for us. For our traditional roofing business, taking into consideration this, our roofing business has done really well. The demand is stable. The rising rural income over the years has become positive. The impact on this segment, and to add the utility of the product, we inaugurated our additional line at Rai Barelli plant in the month of March. And this is this has commenced the commercial operations on 5th May. With the new line, our capacity for upcoming FY23 would be 9 lakh metric tons. The economies around the world seem to be overheated considering the upward price pressures around the globe. In our country, also there has been considerable inflation, as we see the recent hike in the RBI repo rate. Though these are challenges in terms of increase in raw material prices, supply chain issues, freight costs, among other things, our teams have done the best to meet the challenges, and we continue to work hard towards the set goals. Coming to the new initiatives, strengthening our resolve towards a green and sustainable future, and creating forward integrated solutions using our traditional core business products, we have set up a sustainability department which would help us be on track towards our resolve. Our new initiatives are Atom Charge. The progress has been very encouraging. We are very happy to announce that we have set up more than 250 charging stations across the country with the sustainable materials of VNext and Atom Solar Roof. We are the first in the country to create a self-sustaining model wherein all our products come together, wherein the VNext boards, the panels and the planks, topped off with Atom Solar Roof, which fuels the energy needs. Our concept was simple. With the change in the sustainability area in the country, are we powering the energy using clean and renewable resources or dependent on the traditional thermal power? That is where Atom Charge comes into the picture. We also have a digital app to support charging stations that is totally based on IoT. We have also opened the first experience center, as we announced last time, in terms of what sustainability really means and how we can develop the use of sustainable materials across the country. The first store launched is at Hyderabad, a store we built with 100% sustainable materials, which is again our Venix and solar products, which is an experience center for all things sustainable. Here we get an opportunity not just to sell our products, but to explain the end consumer what the true need of a sustainable product really is. Coming to the financial performance, the total revenue for the current quarter has been 421 crores compared to 354 crores of the previous year same quarter, an increase of 19%. The revenue for FY22 has been the highest ever in the company's history at 1416 crores, an increase of 24% from previous year. EBITDA margins for the current quarter are 13%, whereas it was 15%. This is due to the increase in the raw material and the freight costs that we've had. PAT for the current quarter is 30 crores, which is marginally lower compared to 31 crores last year, same quarter. But the PAT for the financial year is 119 crores compared to 110 crores, an increase of 7% compared to the previous period. The building product segment revenue was 338 crores compared to 300 crores in Q4 of last year, showing an increase of 13%. The segment EBIT for the quarters had been 11% for the full year. The yarn business for Q4 was 83 crores as compared to 54 crores in the Q4 of last year, showing an increase of 54% with segment margin of 21%. The interest cost was almost flattish at 3 crores this quarter. To summarize, I think to give a closing conclusion mark, there is too much uncertainty with regards to the geopolitical situation as we see, with supply chain bottlenecks across the country and some pressures on material prices. But your company is on the right track and we are very bullish about the years to come. We are looking at a strong growth and a strong pickup in the months to come in terms of all the divisions that we have across the company, be it the Atom Solar Roof or the Venex boats or the traditional roofing business along with the yarn business. We see that we are at the tipping point at the usage of boats and Atom along with our sustainable yarns, which has been the core focus of the company to invest in products that have a futuristic growth to take the company to the next level, and that is where we are heading. Any new infrastructure coming, our boats are there. Any new power requirements within the infrastructure space, Atom is there. Atom Solar Roof, as you all are aware, has got patents in India, South Africa and in America and other countries which is patent pending. The new central government parliament in the new Vista project is almost using most of our Visakha products, which is a great news to us. Our yarn segment, which we call the Bandi yarn, is made from recycled plastic and is a huge hit in the European, American and Indian markets. So overall, we are very bullish to look forward to a good year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening, everyone. First of all, really kudos to entire team of Vishakha because all the new initiatives are now showing results. Vboard has also delivered a massive number, and Q-on-Q autumn division has delivered almost doubled in volume, which is very significant. So firstly, I would like to understand year-on-year our total volume growth was 11.9%. And given that we have commissioned two new plants, which improved our capacity by 15%. So what is our goal for next year? What is the volume growth that we are anticipating? If you can elaborate on that.
So thank you for that. Yes, as you rightly said, most of the new initiatives that your company has taken is in the right direction and is showing results. We are looking at close to around 15 to 20% growth further in the new financial year.
This is volume you're talking about, or total revenue growth?
The total revenue growth.
Okay, fair enough. And coming to the Vboard part, we commissioned the plants last quarter and we are already working at 90% capacity, which signifies that the demand is pretty strong. So do you have any future growth plans in this segment right now that you would like to share?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, we will... We do have some interesting growth plans. We'll be announcing shortly on that. Yeah.
Perfect. And lastly, on the raw material side, our margins are kind of subdued as of now still. What do you think? Will we be able to pass on more increase in price coming in the next quarter because the demand remains strong, or do we still face margin pressure?
Sure. So one of the reasons the pressure looks quite heavy this year is because of the previous good year that we had. Just to point out that the main COVID year, we had actually very good demand from the rural India, even though we had severe lockdowns. So the pressure on demand was quite high, so we could get the maximum price benefit in spite of other cost pressures. This financial year, as the pressure of demand was not as much because there was no lockdown, no pent-up demand as we see it, the margins look that with the pressure that it was under. Going forward, yes, we are expecting the market to be positive. We should be able to offset to a large extent in terms of what the pricing pressures we are seeing. We are also looking at the situation wherein because of the China lockdown initiatives and the Russia-Ukraine situation, once things ease down and open up, I think definitely there will be a positive front on the raw material and the logistic front in terms of the increase. So we are looking at the situation to be positive for the year. Yeah.
Okay. But compared Q on Q, is there any decline in logistic price, or it has remained elevated?
We are not seeing any decline at the moment. It remains to be as.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, on the spinning division, so do you think this margin is sustainable going forward?
Yeah, I think we got a beautiful mix of new products and the old traditional product as well. Going forward, I think because of the demand situation being intact, we should be able to get the same margins across the divisions. Yeah.
That's good to hear. That's it from my side and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Gandhi from Astute Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So all of my questions are related to the fiber cement board division. So first question I had was, so in the presentation you mentioned that you have almost, after the new capacity which you have commissioned, you have 2.4 lakh metric tons capacity. So, you know, if you can just indicate what kind of capacity do you think the second largest player has, just to, you know, get a sense how, what kind of scale benefit your company has as compared to the other competitor. So this is my first question.
Yeah, so regards to the scale benefit, I think right now, to look at, we are actually the largest players, as you are already aware, in terms of both supply and production. We are close to almost, I think, the second player. I don't want to comment too much on that, but I think there is a good gap in terms of the order pickup and the deployments that we are doing, the aggressive plans that we have taken up. So definitely we do have a larger spread because of our distribution pattern. We have a very strong network which we carry on from our traditional business. That has been our learning and approach, is to make the product as available across the country. So we have more than 2,500 selling points across the country just for the board division, apart from the 10,000 selling points we have for the traditional business. So in terms of scale, definitely we are adding more and more every month, and that's it for now. I would like to comment on that. Yeah.
If you can, you know, it will be very helpful if you can also just give some broad numbers. I do not want exact, but if you can, you know, little bit quantify the difference in scale, it will be very helpful.
I can tell you that we are almost about 40% of the current market share. I can give you my details. I think you'll have to ask the competitors about their details. But as far as we are concerned, I think your company is on the right track. Yeah.
Sure, sir. So the next question I had, so in the past calls you have alluded that you are also present in the value-added products in this division. So I just wanted to understand what is the difference between a normal fiber cement board and a value-added product. So if you can please explain that.
Yeah, of course. So a value-added product literally means, depends on the application really. So we make products right from 4 mm to 25 mm, interior and exterior. At that, we have specific applications where the exterior products go, either as a roof underlay or a soffit or a decorative type. So each of these have a different raw mix. In fact, we are one of the companies which are very ahead in terms of R&D. We believe that strong R&D always helps us come up with products that are ready for the future. So in terms of that, I can't tell you the specifics of my raw mix and R&D, of course, but that is where the premium increases, wherein a certain application requires a certain utility. The product is made according to that raw mix. So based on that, our prices for the premium segment varies. I can give you a guideline in terms of the premium products which are used for the external cladding or the decorative cladding are of the highest premium for this segment.
Sure, and if you can share what kind of revenue contribution do we have from such products, and also if you can explain the...
I think, yeah.
And the margin difference between a normal and a value-added product.
Yeah, I will not be able to share the margin difference with you right now, but we are doing almost about 10 to 15% of our total revenue for the segment in the premium space.
Sure, sir. So the next question I have was, so if you can, you know, explain or mention, so what kind of business in this segment currently is completely B2C and what kind of it is B2B? So currently is major part of industry dealing directly with some B2B players like real estate developers, or has direct B2C kind of business or has already started? So if you can mention that.
Yeah. So we have a very strong base in the retail. We have been very vocal about that. We have a 70% to 30% of our business, 70% being through retail, that is our B2B, and 30% being B2C, which is direct projects.
Sure. And so in the past annual reports, you do mention the EBITDA margins for this division. So if you can mention what kind of margins did we do in FY22, and also the actual volume sold in FY22 for this division?
I don't have that detail with me. I will, my team will share that with you offline regarding that. Okay.
Sure. And last question.
Sorry,
last question.
Sir. Sorry to interrupt, sir. So please come back in.
Okay, I'll join back in.
Thank you very much. We'll move to the next question from the line of Sunny Wadhwa, HNI. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations on good set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. In the VNext Growth segment, what is the business model like? Is it through dealers? Do we even give to large builders or corporations?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your Sunny, your voice is not very clear.
Right now it's clear?
No, it is not very clear. Sir, are you able to hear Mr. Vamsi Krishna?
Actually not. Yeah, please.
Yes, Sunny, if you can adjust, if you've had any external device.
Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
Now it is clear. Now it is clear.
Yeah. Congratulations on good set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. In the VNext Growth segment, what is the business model like? Is it a B2B dealers? Do we even give to large builders or corporations? Also, we understand the product is better than ply, Greenply. What has held it back? What is the overall market size here? So also, ballpark number on what sort of margins we see here. Also, if you could explain its applications vis-à-vis Greenply, please.
Surely. So, like I was saying, the business model for VNext has been quite strategic, actually. The whole last 10 years has been to build a strong base in terms of our deployment, product deployment. So if you really see, we have to target architects, interior designers, the carpenters, applicators, and structural engineers. So these are the four to five major sources of, or you can call them as influencers, where we have to keep tapping on in terms of creating an awareness, in terms of specifying our products, and in terms of our general distribution pattern. Apart from all these, we have to maintain a very strong retail network in order to service the above segments. Coming to specific projects, when we look at like the new parliament that is coming up or any private project for the Mahindras, that will have to be a 3-4 strong approach in terms of reaching out to their architect, to their you know, main corporate projects team, and with the right suitable you know, fabrication team. So it's a multiple approach. It's not that we have to depend on only one stream of sale. So that is more of the style of functioning that we do. Apart from that, I think our team is very, very you know, interested in reaching out to innovative approaches, like in terms of the applications that we do. Quite simply, in the beginning, we almost did close to 25 to 30 applications, right? Right from false ceiling to mezzanine floors to shelves to internal partitions. So the list just keeps going on. And from there, trying to find the right fit for us. Now, today, we sell hardly in 5 to 6 applications where we are concentrating on, as you can call them, as our core applications.
just to give you an idea, the drywall partitions is one of the you know, most accepted application for a product as such. Just to give you an idea in terms of the demand growth for that, any commercial, industrial, or even residential, which is a smaller margin for us today in terms of the overall market demand, but surely the commercial and the industrial spaces are huge amounts of you know, drywall products where Venex is the preferred product. Apart from that, the utility point of view, in comparison with competing products like plywood, gypsum board, and even brick wall, we really look at the water, fire, and termite resistant quality. I mean, that's been one of the basic, you know, pitch that I think the market has been seeing over the years. We are truly water, fire, and termite resistant, which other competing products are not, because of the core raw material itself. The inherent product, the inherent quality of our products does not have a facility or an enabling factor for it to be, you know, disintegrated in water like the gypsum boards, or catch termites like in the plywood boards. And we also have a very high fire rating of close to 3 hours when we do a full construction of our drywalls. Coming to the margins, we are seeing a very healthy space in this. Right now we are doing anywhere between 11 to 15%. That's the bracket in which we are operating right now. It depends on quarter to quarter. Going forward with the price trend that we are seeing and the scope of the product in terms of its utility, the plywood industry is seeing a stagnation in terms of the growth or in terms of the margins that they are seeing versus the opportunity that a growing product like us have in terms of the margins. Just to give you an idea, we are doing hardly 50% of the price of plywood in the market today. So the scope of having a market understanding in terms of the demand and pricing, we have a long way to go in terms of growth. Coming to the aspect of drywalls, as I mentioned earlier, with regard to the COVID situation, post-COVID, because of a lot of migration of the labor going back to their homes, there was a huge shortage of labor that we observed, wherein our product really took off. So that, I think, is one of the key highlights for the turning point of the product, where the market started realizing that we can get work done faster with lesser people with the products like Venex. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Divyanshi Mavdani from Havells Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. From last time we spoke, I see Atom has picked up in revenue. So congratulations on that. But I see a lot of players doing solar roofs, including big names like Tata. So how is our roof different? Also, what is the marketing strategy for this product? Because like we have patents, but I see no ads, whereas other players with traditional roofs are doing a lot to create awareness. And also the second would be on margins. I do not understand the product is at its nation state, but at full capacity, what sort of margins can we expect? Also, just came to my mind, what makes Atom get its patent? I mean, how is it different from traditional roof?
Surely. So, thank you for that. So, first off, I think just to explain the basic difference of solar roof Atom versus the traditional players is that solar roof as a category is used as a generic term, wherein you can refer to it as rooftop solar or solar roof. That means there's a roof and there's solar on that. The product difference that we have created is with our vast experience being in the roofing industry for the last 30 to 40 years now, in terms of understanding what the utility of a roof is and what the future of a roof can be, we have done some innovation in terms of fusing a solar cell into our product itself. So typically, if you have a metal sheet plus a traditional solar roof, that can also be called as a solar roof or a rooftop solar. What we have done is we are giving you a single product which is hardly 14 mm in thickness, which is as thin as your MacBook Pro or thinner even in some cases, wherein that is a roof which generates power for you without any additional solar retrofitment, which the traditional players do. So players like, you know, the large players that you talk about are all in the traditional module spaces, wherein they install traditional modules on top of existing or new roofs. Atom is a roof that goes as the base itself on the metal structure with generating roof by itself. So that's a, you know, quick, easy explanation to what really Atom Roof is. And that is where the real innovation is, wherein we could get a patent in the US as well because of this differentiation. I'm sure all of you have heard of Tesla Solar Roof, which has created a lot of noise and a lot of you know, market buzz, wherein in spite of that, we were able to achieve our solar roof patent in the United States because we are actually a roof that generates power, whereas, you know, competitors like Tesla Solar Roof still go and sit on an existing roof. So that is the major difference. Just to give you a direction in which we are going, to start off with, we are actually targeting the B2B space, wherein the product acceptance and understanding is, you know, more easy and getting us conversions. We have recently got good orders in Q4 from the Piramal Group, from Serum Institute, from Rainbow Hospitals, from Amartek Centers, from STC International. So various hospitals, various government, you know, railways, and other institutes, private and public, are observing the key difference wherein Atom is really adding value in terms of the power and the roof combination. Apart from that, we are also the lowest area in demand in terms of the highest energy generation. What I mean by that is, in hardly 60 square feet of space, roof area, we can generate 1 kilowatt of power, which is almost equal to 4.5 units, whereas traditional players do it at least 80 to 100 square feet and above. So that is really the core difference. Talking about the margins, yes, we are too early to talk about margins in this division, as you rightly said. But on a full capacity, on a larger scheme of things, we can look at anything between 10 to 15% is what we are expecting.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Asli from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a great Q4. A few questions from me on the building product segment. What is the price hike we have taken in roofing in Q4 and Q1?
Sure. So in Q4, we were able to take about, you know, five to 10 rupees, anywhere between that. In I don't want to disclose too much about the current quarter going on, obviously, but I can tell you that we are on the right track. We have got some good you know, indications in terms of a price increase and acceptance of that in the market. So we are in a positive trend on that front.
Sure, sure. So directionally, we should see some higher realization in Q1 versus Q4. That is to say.
I will refrain to comment on that because the geopolitical situation has been quite varied at that, especially for the raw material prices and the logistics prices. So I would say that we should look at it a little conservatively, but we should be doing a good Q1 as well. Yeah.
Got it. And how is the ramp-up of the new AC roofing facility at UP coming up? So I know we just commercialized it some time back. So how are we expecting it to contribute in this first quarter? Will we get some meaningful utilization levels of it?
I think to really give you an idea, because of the COVID delays internationally, we did have a slight delay. We were expecting the product to come out by to announce commercial production by April, actually. But this year, maybe this quarter, maybe the last month would be the June month. We may be getting good contribution from that plant. But the rest of the year, we would be getting a serious contribution from that plant. And just to mention, that plant has also been completely installed with Atom Solar Roof. So we are actually the entire power consumption for that facility is netted off with the power we generate by our own product. So that is an interesting spin-off for that project. Yeah.
That's great to hear. And one question.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. Please come back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have any further questions, you may please come back in the queue. We will now move to the next question from the line of Shivan Sarvaiya from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, I had a couple of questions. First is on the fiber cell and boards. So you said that these boards are, you know, 50% cheaper than ply, and there is a possibility of substitution. So my question is that if they are cheap, then why has it not been substituted already? Because it would be a very, very logical thing to do, right? So what are the hindrances that one faces when using the product? That's my first question.
Yeah, surely. So great question. This is actually one of the basics, back to basics of sorts, where the people working on the product and the distribution that we have is quite small compared to the entire plywood network. Just to give you an understanding, we are hardly 20% of our network of plywood. So that is where one of our key, you know, ground work is happening, wherein we are working to increase our numbers drastically in terms of our distribution pattern and the people who work with it. So people like carpenters and applicators, in terms of doing carpenter meets and applicator meets, our continuous focus and job is to increase the amount of awareness that our product has in an existing large base of the plywood network. Just to give you another context, we are almost around 60-70% of the gypsum network, on the other hand, where people are already familiar to use a product like drywall, which gypsum also comes into that category. So that is where our acceptance has been way more in terms of familiarity and use of product. Though we are apples to apples in terms of pricing, the utility of V-Next boards is far superior to gypsum boards. So the acceptance is quite high in that area. Going forward, yes, we definitely see that as we increase our base in the plywood space, definitely we can get
stronger rising demand in that space, along with acceptance into mass scale projects as we are seeing today. So that's just an idea for you.
So just one follow-up on this. When we look at the large furniture manufacturers like any of these IKEAs of the world or the Pepper Fry and Urban Ladder, etc., the institutional furniture manufacturers, one does not see the fiber cement boards as a material in their products. So what would be the reason? Because one would have expected at least the leaders in the industry to start much earlier if it is a viable substitute.
So I would just like to point out that the international market is very different from our market in terms of the plywood uses. So to give you an example, the drywall space that we are concentrating on, which uses brick walls or tri partitions, has been a huge target for us. So that is where we are entering. If you look at the international segments, drywall has been a very well accepted product there. So the product fit is very accurate in that space. Coming to IKEA and others of sorts in terms of the furniture space, yes, definitely fiber cement board has a heavy density. The density is much higher compared to alternate products that we see. So the product fit in that space is quite different. So we are also not targeting movable furniture and those sort of applications. We are targeting more of car casing and plywood partition. That is where actually our core volumes and spread is. So I hope I could give you a distinction between the applications.
Yes, sir. Yes, I got it. And so
that
was a follow-up, madam. My second question is, I'll be asking it now.
Yes.
So the second question is on Latam. So you had in your previous calls said that, you know, it's approximately 30-35% more efficient than a conventional solar roof. So how is it that this is achieved? Are our panels have something different sorts of things? If you could just give some
surely. So the difference is actually 30-40%. That's what I said. 30-40% comes with the method of laying. So right from the product that we've created in house to the installation mechanisms that are followed in the market, everything is different compared to traditional. The T channels, the fixing mechanisms, the entire installation methods are quite different from the traditional methods, wherein we maximize the area on use with the power generation. So that's the difference that I was mentioning, that we take hardly 60 square feet for 1 kilowatt of power, which generates 4.5 units, versus 100 square feet of traditional, which generates 1 kilowatt. So that is really the difference that we play with. Today in the market, yes, people are trying to make the 100 into 80 square feet. But we are still seeing a big advantage in terms of the value creation that we have. So that's the thing.
Thank you very much. I would request all the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per person, including the follow-ups. We would like to cover all the participants in the queue. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question was with regards to the export market that you had mentioned in your opening remarks. So which countries are you exporting the FCB fiber cement boards to?
Regarding exports, I think fiber cement boards have been having a very good acceptance internationally because the groundwork there is very limited, because people are already aware of the technology as drywalls. So if you look at the Middle East, which has been one of our major contributor in terms of our exports, we do to European countries, we sell to UK, we send some quantities to Seychelles, Maldives. So really we're quite spread across the country. We are yet to enter the United States market, but mainly I would say Nepal, the neighboring countries being Myanmar, Nepal, Middle East, and Africa. That is where the core markets are, and UK, of course. So.
Okay. And so would the margins be different as compared to domestic in the exports? And also, are you doing the value-added products or the normal boards?
Yeah, great. So with respect to the competition internationally, definitely there is a huge amount of supply from China and India in terms of the global market, if you really look at. Majorly, the products that go, it depends on country to country. So if you take a look at Middle East, it's more of a traditional normal product that goes. If you take a look at UK, they want a premium product compared to the general market. If you talk at Maldives, it's a mix. They want interior products, which are normal for our boats, and they want exterior products, which are of a premium finish. So really, to segregate per country would be a little difficult. But margins point of view, we are very selective because of the way the market has blown up in India. Actually, if you see traditionally in the last couple of years with our expansion plans, we have been very focused on India first. Whereas, there was very good opportunity in the Middle East or other countries where people have tried as well to enter international markets. But we as a company took a very strong decision wherein we said, let us concentrate in India first in terms of the market spread. Definitely, we will take advantage of the international market, which we have done over the years. So today, I can happily say that our company has a good foothold in India while we cater to the market, which is comfortable to the company in terms of margins internationally as well. So that is our strategy.
Okay.
So I will request you to please come back.
All right. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Pavan Chabra, individual investor. Please go ahead. Pavan, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hello?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I was just going through the financials and I see the revenues are not supported by the margins. Also, the debt has gone up. So can you throw some color on the same?
Surely. So, like I mentioned, actually, the revenue point of view, we got a very good demand on all fronts, actually, given all the products that we are catering to. The raw material costs and the freight costs had a huge impact on each division on the other side. So just to give you an idea, on the traditional business of roofing sheets, the cost increases were 10% upwards. And the boats business also had a 13% increase given the geopolitical situation and the logistics. So these are the two major reasons why we had an issue in terms of the margins. Nevertheless, we tried to ensure that we are still on the strong base in terms of balancing or counterbalancing the increase. We could do that to the extent that we achieved, given that the market could take according to the demand. So that was the reason for the slight dip in terms of the margins, even though we got a very good increase in the product acceptance. Going forward, definitely as the prices stabilize, we will definitely see that the contribution for the products are in line with what is expected. Because the important thing that we are seeing now is once we create a good base and a good market for our products, the fluctuations that we are seeing today, be it because of the war or the China shutdown, is obviously not a permanent situation. So definitely we will see better margins in the months to come. Regarding the debt point of view, I think the gross debt has actually increased by about 50 crores, but we have not availed any term loans for the expansion projects of Udmalpet, be it the boards or the panel project that is coming up, or the Raebareli expansion that we took, which was close to about 150 crores for the capex. The increase in borrowing is in working capital and short-term loans for the inventories that we had. So yeah, in spite of that, our total debt is debt to equity is 0.28. So we are still on the right track in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And what kind of margins we are targeting in this segment going forward?
I think we should maintain the current margins given the situation that is going on. As the situation eases, definitely we will be looking at higher numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shamnani from Kisht. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, Mr. Krishnan. It's a really great opportunity that we are able to understand from you on the quarter four performance of Vishakha Industries. So, sir, basically, I would like to throw or understand some lights from you on the segment called yarn, and I understand yarn was pretty well outperformed in this quarter and this current financial year. And so I would like to understand what are your plans for this segment with respect to in terms of growth, expansions, and also how can you differentiate this yarn? Is it a sustainable in terms of sustainability, in terms of whether it's been made from 100% raw material, from the recycled plastics, or how you differentiate this yarn compared to the other peers which are in the market?
Yeah, thank you for that question, actually. If you really see, the yarn division has had a very interesting journey since the GST issue. As you all are aware, during the GST time, the textile market took a really huge dip, and we were no exception to that. But because of the company strategy and the decisions that we had taken over time, we could have a good year last year in terms of both the GST and the COVID effect, in spite of having a serious dip in that space. We could catch up to the market and service the demand. While we had these dips, our company focused on developing the sustainable yarns that we talk of today, wherein we had different ranges in terms of sustainable, in terms of flame retardant, and various other developments that we had done actually. Out of those, the two mentioned yarns actually had a very good pickup from the domestic and international market. So really looking at in terms of the overall share of products, the overall mix of products, we have a sustainable yarn that is a huge space to start with. We are almost doing around 20 to 25% on a good month in terms of our product split. And the other being a very interesting application of battery separators. We are supplying our yarn for a very interesting space in the batteries. So most of the batteries today, majorly
in the battery space are using our yarns, and that is contributing another 20% as well. So a very interesting pivot, if you would like to call it, in terms of the down periods that we had. We utilize that to ensure that we have a good, change in terms of our overall outplay. And we are looking at anywhere between, 10 to 15% growth in terms of the year to come as well in the textiles. So that's an overall picture for you in terms of what we've been doing.
Okay. So it's quite helpful.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. So I'm very, very sorry. Please, sir, if you can email your questions.
It's just a small question, and we will not be taking 30 seconds. I understand, sir. We understand a new plant has been operation, specifically with respect to the AC sheet business. So can you throw some light how this new segment will rotate in future?
Surely, as I've mentioned earlier, our full capacity in terms of the product output, the product supply will be coming in from next month onwards. I think almost about 9 months we should see a good contribution from our new plant from Raebareli. We see that the growth rate and the product demand is good in that market, and we are looking forward for the product supply in that space. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll move to the next question from the line of Shivan Sarvaya from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
So, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, my question on Atom, just to continue. So you said the major difference where you get the efficiencies on the method of laying the product. So, sir, are patents are on the product itself or on the methodology or on both of them?
Yeah, so the patent is on the product. That's the patent achieved. And the method of laying or the accessories which we filed patents, those patents are pending actually. We filed patents individually for both the product and the installation accessories as well.
Okay. And so the second question on Atom itself, so the product, you said that it's a roof in itself. So the roof that has been used is a cement fiber roof, which is asbestos or non-asbestos. Sir, if you could just give some color there.
Absolutely. I think great question. I always keep stressing on the R&D that we keep doing. So VNext Boards, which is our non-asbestos product, which we launched to cater to the housing or the development market. We actually went ahead and did further R&D from that product where we could make a version of our VNext board, which actually goes into our Atom. And that is really the core of our innovation. That is as non-asbestos as well. We are seeing very good demand for that from the export markets as well. We have exported to Thailand, Bhutan, and Dubai out of and Kenya. So we're really really reaching out in terms of the product innovation and the utility that it serves.
Thank you very much. In the interest of time, this was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So thank you everybody for joining today. I think we had a very extensive discussion in terms of where the company is and where we are heading to, and as we always look at from Visakha point of view, we always try to add our innovative touch point to the products that we do, be it our traditional products like the textiles, where we faced an uncertainty a couple of years back. We are very happy to tell you that with our R&D and with our strategy, today we are seeing a positive situation and a good sign of growth for the textile division. We will be looking at entering newer, more interesting spaces with our products in terms of sustainability and the battery space. Given the product range of VNext, which is very strong in terms of our sustainability angle. We are very happy to share that using VNEX boards has become a positive for many of the constructions coming up in terms of sustainability rating. People are getting awarded LEED certified buildings more easily with the use of our VNEX products. We are very happy to share that we are the least carbon emission in the building industry of having hardly 36 kgs per ton of production compared to 2:1, 2 tons to 1 ton of steel or 1:1 of concrete. Because of these, we have been awarded the Business World 24th most sustainable company in the whole of India because of our sustainability initiatives. Coming to Atom, we are having a very interesting outlook in terms of the new projects, the new constructions that are coming up. Any and every building that needs a roof along with a power that needs to be generated, and Atom is there and is the right fit in terms of commercial, industrial, or residential. We are really seeing a very positive and an innovative approach from the buyers. Most people are very excited to see something like Atom, and only time will tell in terms of real deployment what we are seeing and experiencing today. Along with that, the entry of forward integrated initiatives to help our core products, which is the VNEX, the textiles, and the Atom, in terms of Atom Charge, is really where the company is heading towards. We are here to make a difference as innovatively as possible to create the largest impact that we can with the products that we create. That is really what we are trying to do, and really look forward to the coming year. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.